You're on Texas Standard Time.
Now, some of you may remember last August, a panel of three federal judges ruling that Texas's congressional and state house maps needed to be redrawn because they discriminate against voters of color. Well, not so fast. After putting that order on hold, the nation's highest court now says it wants to hear the case. Joining us is Charles Rocky Rhodes. He's constitutional law professor at South Texas College of Law, Houston. Professor, welcome.
Great to talk to you, David.
This is a story that's been going on for, what, almost 7 years now, right?
The wheels of justice move slowly with respect to redistricting battles.
Originally, I guess this was brought by some voter rights groups who said that after the census, the maps that were drawn up in 2011 were racially discriminatory. And they were talking about what? I guess the court ultimately decided there were two congressional districts and some state house districts, too.
Exactly right. There was two congressional districts, both the 27th, which goes through Nueces to Matagorda County along the coast, and then all the way up to Bastrop County.
Uh-huh.
And then Representative Doggett's district, which goes from Austin to San Antonio, that those districts were impermissible under the Voting Rights Act, that they were unconstitutional racial gerrymanders. And the Supreme Court has now agreed to take a look to see whether those findings by the lower three-judge court were correct or not.
But if you were to redraw those maps, wouldn't you have to redraw maps for other districts, too? I mean, am I missing something there?
No, that's absolutely right, David. There's going to be some impact or effects of changing some districts' lines are going to have a few voters moving from one district to another district. And now, so it will impact other districts as well.
Now, the state's denied racial gerrymandering, but they've admitted to partisan gerrymandering, overtly favoring Republicans. And in the past, the high court signaled that's okay. What do you read between the lines in the Supreme Court's decision to take another look at this case?
Well, this case is significant even outside of the partisan gerrymandering. And it's mostly significant because of that finding of unconstitutional, intentional racial discrimination. If that finding is upheld by the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. that could put the state of Texas back under preclearance, which would essentially again require approval by the Federal Department of Justice before we can make any changes to our election systems or our boundaries of our districts. Because there's two ways that you can get preclearance. One was the old formula approach, which was struck down by the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
But now there's the possibility of essentially, as a judicial remedy for being a bad actor on repeated occasions by engaging in intentional discrimination, Texas might be placed under preclearance again, which that would be, of course, very significant for Texas for a long period to come.
The Attorney General, in arguing for the Supreme Court to reconsider this, basically said, look, if we have to redraw the maps, that would create chaos, certainly in the 2018 election cycle. Now you have the court intervening. We don't know when oral arguments will happen, but a decision, I would imagine, wouldn't be expected until June. Is this going to mess with the 2018 election cycle or no?
I think it's a little too early to tell, but I my guess is that the timetable that you're expressing is about right, that we won't have a decision until June. And then it'll be sent back to a lower court to try to decide how to implement the remedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's going to change the 2018. I think it would actually probably go into effect in the 2020 election cycle, which means that we'd be pretty much have litigation for this whole cycle that wouldn't be resolved since the last census. It wouldn't be resolved until the next census. So we can just be just in time to start all over again. But as I mentioned, the one key finding is going to be that racial discrimination, whether that was intentional or not, because that could have lingering effects going forward.
You know, since the justices announced on Friday that they'd be taking up this case, there's been a lot of commentary about the ideological split on the court. You have five conservative justices and four liberal justices, depending on how you slice it. Is it your sense that that's the way this is going to be decided?
It's a little too early to tell. One thing is that Justice Kennedy is often, who's on the right side, but sometimes joins with the left, he's often very concerned about racial discrimination. And so it'll be interesting to see how he views this. Another aspect to keep in mind is that the United States Supreme Court has taken quite a few cases involving gerrymandering and drawing of election lines this cycle, including a case that just deals with partisan gerrymandering, just the political partisan gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to be a huge term from the Supreme Court with respect to election rules going forward. And, of course, Texas' case is going to be a big part of that.
Charles Rocky Rhodes, constitutional law professor at South Texas College of Law, Houston. Professor, thanks so much for speaking with us again on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David.